perfect combinations of imagery and music, American poetry, the real thing. Bloomsbury Review. Those introductory words to today's programme on the Poet's Weave refer to Ted Kooser. I'm reading poems from Weather Central. Snakeskin. It is only the old yellow shell of something long gone on, a dusty tunnel echoing with light. Yet you can feel the speed along it, feel in your bones the tick of wheels. You hold a glove of lace, a loose glitter of sequins. The ghost of a wind is in it still, for someone only yesterday was waving it goodbye. Somewhere a long train crosses a border. The sun lights lamps in its thousand round windows. All it knows is behind it already. Nothing it knows is ahead. Its whistle flicks into the distance. Poem before breakfast. A small brown bird flies toward me over the pond, ferrying light on its back, on its gliding wings, bearing up part of the morning. A small brown part, merely a flake of significance, really in all the world of light around it, blue, yellow and green, yet perfectly cared for, perfectly tended, one piece of a moment born skilfully over the water, and I blessed to receive it. Oceans of Fun. A man on his back comes bumping down the water slide, eyes closed, his white hands crossed on his breast. His wife and daughter wait in the pool at the bottom, bobbing in billowy goose flesh and gaudy suits as down and down his shiny body races, throwing out delicate glittering wings. We cannot read the woman's wet face through the spatter of light, nor the tight white features of the girl who rocks up onto her toes and covers her mouth as her father flies past, sliding out onto the thin blue ice of the air. For an instant he floats there, composed, and all of us float there beside him, holding our breath, weightless and free. Let us leave our scene there, with all of us wet and alive in the air over Kansas, the sun's warmth reaching all the way into our bones, our loved ones looking up, and by so doing, somehow holding us there, while beneath us the earth rolls east, whipping the blue pool to white caps, bending the manicured grasses at more than 1,000 miles an hour. A deck of pornographic playing cards. We were 10 or 11, my friend and I, when we found them up under a bridge, on top of a beam where pigeons were resting. Someone had carefully hidden them there. On each was a black and white photo, no two cards alike. We grew quiet and older, young men on our haunches, staring at what we feared might be the future. The pigeons flapped back to their roosts, rustling and cooing. The river gurgled as it slipped from the bridge's cool shadow. There were women with muzzled dogs, women with bottles and broom handles. Stallions stood over the bodies of others. The women smiled and licked their lips with tongues like thorns. We grew old. We were two old men with stiff legs and sad hearts. We had wanted to laugh, but we couldn't. We had thought we were boys, come there to throw stones at the pigeons, but we were already dying inside. Spider eggs. In the shadows under the cellar stairs, the fear of darkness spinning there all day with a steady whir of an old refrigerator has formed a solar system all its own, 5 pea-sized planets slung in a web of dust and frozen propane gas orbit the spark in a spider's cowl, too dense ahead to let the light out onto the clouds of dirty laundry, but bright in its own black way and pulling all the light in after it, 1 50-watt bulb at a time. I've been reading poems by Nebraska poet Ted Kooser on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.